overnight. This is decades and decades that it's been building. Okay? We are changing it. Gary's work, John's work, Kerry's work, all of the teams. And by the way, the legislature has been doing some good things. We passed pension reform for retirees last year, although I vetoed four budgets. So, you know, Harry's point. All I can do is propose a plan of what I think the state needs to prosper and grow. It's the legislature that finalizes that plan. I give them credit. I disagree with them when I disagree with them, but I give them credit. This last year, they passed the reform to retiree health care. Because previously, if you were a state employee, worked for 10 years, you could retire at any age, and you got half your health care paid for the rest of your life. After 20 years, okay, you could retire at any age and have all of your health care paid for the rest of your life. That was changed. Why do you think we had so many people leave? Because we made that change effective, I think it was September 1st, and as a result, we had over 1,200 people decide they liked the old deal, all right, and were eligible and left. Now, because of that, what are we doing? We are now operating state government with 1,800 fewer people than 18 months ago. We are at the lowest level of employment in the state, and since they've been counted, you remember I put up a chart of the state of the state? I don't know, I couldn't see it. I hope you could. It had two lines on it. One was the line over the last 20 years of what's happened to state employment. Over 20 years, we have taken, believe this or not, I couldn't believe it myself 20 years ago. All right, there were almost 25,000 people working for state government 20 years ago. We're down to below 14. All right, we have reduced, and as I said, in the last couple of years, we've reduced it pretty substantially. Not easy to do. And still run and do the things that you have to do. But this is what every business has had to do out here to figure out how to be more efficient and more effective. But we're down over 10,000 jobs in 20 years at the state level. Now, if you remember the other chart I put on, the other line on the graph, showed employment at the city and town level. It was up 12,000 over the same time period. So ladies and gentlemen, you know, is it any surprise why your property taxes are constantly under pressure? Because most of the money that towns and cities and the state spend is for people. It's for people. So my message is not critical. I know that there are state mandates. Sometimes the state is mandating things into schools, etc., that are requiring the schools to add people. What we're trying to do right now is bring the spending down to a level that we can sustain going forward. And we're doing that. This year's budget, the 09 budget, is going to be 8% less in actual dollars spent. Never happened. We can't find where the state of Rhode Island ever spent less money in 1 year than the previous year. They always talk about cuts. It's always cuts in the immediate amount of increase that they're talking about. No, we're actually talking about spending less money next year than last year by 8%. And on top of that, the 2010 budget is dead flat with that. So 2 years of maintaining. The expenses and getting them under